Warriors of the Storm by Bernard Cornwell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Flames on the River. Chapter 1. There was fire in the night. Fire that seared the sky and paled the stars. Fire that churned thick smoke across the land between the rivers. Finan woke me. "Trouble," was all he said. Edith stirred and I pushed her away from me. "Stay there," I told her, and rolled out from under the fleeces. I fumbled for a bearskin cloak and pulled it around my shoulders before following Finan into the street. There was no moon, just the flames reflecting from the great pall of smoke that drifted inland on the night wind. "We need more men on the walls," I said. "Done it," Finan said. So all that was left for me to do was curse. I cursed. "It's Brunanbur," Finan said bleakly, and I cursed again. Folk were gathering in Chester's main street. Edith had come from the house, wrapped in a great cloak and with her red hair shining in the light of the lanterns that burned at the church door.
"What is it?" she asked sleepily.
"Brunanbur," Finan said grimly. Edith made the sign of the cross. I had a glimpse of her naked body as her hand slipped from beneath the cloak.